Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Me'ilah and Laws of Misappropriation in the Seif Avodah in the book of the service in the Beis Hamikdash. In this Perek, we discuss regarding if there's exceptions to the laws of Me'ilah, specifically regarding when there's karbonos that die, and regarding that, as Rambam begins Halacha Alf, regarding if there was a Shasa Heter that would exclude it from the liability of Me'ilah. As Rambam begins, Kachem Mizbech Shemesu, regarding those which are sanctified for the Mizbech as karbonos, which they die. So biblically, it's excluded from the halacha of misappropriation. Aval, because there's nothing to do with it. There's no halacha of hektish utility to have halacha of me'ilah, because it's dead, and it cannot be brought as a carbon. But rabbinically, they're still going to have halacha of me'ilah. And also, if it's going to be a me'ilah, they let it with something that's invalidated as a carbon, as we already explained. It's going to have rabbinic halacha of me'ilah. Now, but when we say this, is b'shlohilim shas het l'achilis kanim, if it never had a moment of permissibility for the consumption of the kanim. Avim hoi l'kotri kodeshim, but if it was for the holiest level of karbonas, hanecholim that are eaten, shas het, or a moment of permissibility, and the achach nimsul b'nesu b'chilim, and then subsequently became forbidden and invalidated and forbidden to be eaten, which we said, okay, rabbinically, you can have halacha me'ila as we open up this halacha. But in this case, since there was a moment of that it was permitted to be eaten, then actually it's not going to have halacha me'ila for that thing that was fit to be eaten, like we explained. Kids, how so? So kachim kachim, the high level karbanah, shenifslu, which became validated, before the blood of the carbon reached halachically to validate its spraying on the mizbeach, Kugelin, for example, how to become invalidated before the blood was even sprayed. Kugelin Trishchot Madarm, where the Kajakajim, which is supposed to be slaughtered in the north, was slaughtered in the southern part of Azar. That's even if the blood was received in the north. Oh, it's Trishchot Madarm. Even if you were slaughtered in the north, but the Kibbutz Madarm, the blood was received in the south. Oh, you're another case, Shashachat Bayoim. It was slaughtered during the daytime, but Vazark Balayim, you sprayed the blood at nighttime, which is not supposed to be. Oh, Shashachat Balayim, where you slaughtered at nighttime, Vazark Bayoim, you sprayed it during the daytime, but it was slaughtered at nighttime. Or let's say it was done with a thought that it should be eaten beyond its time, but or eaten beyond its place. Or let's say the invalid ones received his blood. Even though it was sprayed by those who were valid, but it was received by the wrong people. Or it was sprayed by those who were invalid. Even though it was received by those who were upstanding. Or let's say all of the meat or the blood went out done before the blood was sprayed. Or shalon adam, or the blood had been stayed overnight. So b'chol elu, regarding all these cases, ma'ilim b'chulam la'ilam. So here you're always going to have halacha me'ilah by these things. Shari la'ilam shas heter, because again that's the halacha. It never had a moment of permissibility. So that's the halacha of me'ilah. Aval, but imegia hadam l'mizbeach mitzvase. But let's say, and this is what we're illustrating these two different halachas. But if let's say higia hadam l'mizbeach mitzvase. The blood, as it's spraying, got to the mizbech as the mitzvah is supposed to be. The achakach lo nabasay murim, and then subsequently the meat or the sacrificial parts was left out overnight. Or shenitma basay murim, or the meat or the murim become tummy. Or shiyatza basay murim lachotz, or let's say the flesh or the murim were taken out of the azara. Or shiyatza mixes abasay kadim zikizam, or let's say some of the meat was taken out of the azara before the blood was sprayed. Oh, and not all of them, like we said before, and this was even before the zikizam. So b'chalilu, regarding all these cases, and things similar to that, a moilin, some take out the word bishar, basarm, there's no me'ila on the meat. Why? Because it had a moment of permissibility to be eaten, like we explained in the beginning of the halacha, and that's the difference. If there was never a shas heter, then it could be biblically, rabbinically forbidden that it was me'ila, but if it had a moment of heter, then it's not to be eaten, then it's never going to have the halacha of me'ila. Halacha beis. So related to one of the cases we said before, that it became problematic before the blood was even sprayed, then it's going to never had a shas ahead, it's going to have the halacha me'ila, instead of let's say it was received or sprayed by those who were apostle. So here the Ram contrasts, however, even if kibla psulam as adam is akru, if let's say those who are invalid to do the avodah received the blood and even sprayed the blood, but b'chazrak shem la avodah, the kibla shar dama nefesh as akru, but then those who are appropriate to do the avodah, they went back and they received the rest of the blood of the animal from its neck and then sprayed it. So ain moilim b'psarm. Then actually, there's not going to be me'ila in the meat. I mean to say, once you do the zrika by kachakach, the meat actually then becomes permitted. It is going to become permitted. Why? I thought it never gets removed from me'ila if the invalidation was before, let's say, you did the zrika sedam. No, she'en absul and oisin shor dama nefesh irayim, because you're right. That blood itself was not valid, so that's not going to be permitted. But those who are invalid to do the avodah, they don't make the rest of the blood that's still in the animal's neck into leftovers to say that it's not valid to do any more another kabbalah and zrika on that. So when the kosher kohanim ultimately do the Kabbalah Zrika a second time, that's valid, and that's going to permit the meat to be eaten. Chutz min atami. The one exception actually is someone who's tummy, where he's pasul, but hoyu barol avoid the tzibur, since there are situations that he actually is about to do the avoda. When there's a service of the public, which is daichatama, then oisid shar dam shiram, he actually is going to make the rest of the blood that's left in the animal's neck into leftovers, and therefore actually would not allow now to be yachzar koyin akosher v'kabel v'yizrik. It wouldn't help anymore to do now because it's already dam shiram. As Rambam says, alocha gimel kitzah also, so he illustrates. So kibul ha'tomei bizark. Let's say the koyin that's tummy receives the blood and he sprays it. Afa pisha chazak kosher v'kibul shar dam nefesh bizark. Even though a kosher koyin now goes and he goes back and receives the rest of the blood from the animal's neck and he sprays it, hare elu lohoysel lehen shas hetrim. No, these meats of this animal never had a moment of permissibility. Umoyel mekulim, the rest of the animal will still have meila. You know why? Shazah adam shiraimu, because the blood that the second kohen hakasha is doing is leftover blood. Ve'inzukas hashiraimu elas, and spraying the leftover blood is not effective to create atonement. No. And therefore, this is not going to work. Now, Kamar Bayan, says the Ram, already explained in Perik Beis Alacha Aleph, in the previous Perik. She'im b'kachim kalim. Now, in contrast to kachim that we've been speaking about up until now, to low level kachim, actually, they don't have me'il, they don't even have misappropriation, lo'olam at all. Chutz me'merein achazukas adam. The only time they have is after the blood is sprayed, that you have the sacrificial parts that now are designated to go onto the fires, that's when you have me'ila. Now, but for who should tear Zrika Me'elis? Again, but that's only an effect of Zrika that's now going to create that me'ila, which is almost the inverse of Kaji Kajan that we said before. It's only going to remove it from me'ila. We have Zrika Me'elis, because it actually has, there it has from the beginning when it's hektish until the Zrika actually permits it. Here is the other way around. Kaji Bakalim only have it when you do the Zrika Zadam. So it has to be an effect of Zrika. Let's say there was by let's say a shlamim or kachem kalam, which was a machshava pigul that should be eaten mechutzas manoi. So even though ultimately the blood was sprayed, a moilim b'merim is not going to be in the sacrificial parts because it's not an effect of zrika because it was already nispagel before. And mechin yotzad dam, so the blood was taken out of the azara. Even pishach zirus zirakas, even if you bring it back and you spray it, in moilim b'merim is not going to be eaten because the blood would become invalid by being taken out of the azara. Halacha dalet continues specifically regarding the chatoyis. Regarding all the sin offerings that have to be left to die, which there's a few different types. For example, the child of a chatas, let's say that's a female, and it has a child. That child has to be left to die, or tamuraso, or the tamur, when you try to swap the sanctity of the chatas onto another animal, that is called tamura. That animal has to be left to die. It creates been all those similar cases of the chatas and maces. So there, aslohan's ben, you know, benefit from gold, ultimately it's hektish. But from then, one has benefit like mal, one is not committing me'il, because, again, there's nothing to be misappropriating over here. It has no utility. It doesn't have a monetary sanctity, it doesn't have a physical sanctity, because it's not being brought as a carbon, and you can't redeem it, because that's what left to die, so it's not going to be me'il. Halacha hey. Now, whereas b'chochatas, but any sinner offering should tire, that the halacha is that it should be left to graze that sheba moment until it develops a blemish, where that's, for example, if let's say the animal is supposed to be brought to come in its first year and it already passed its first year before the owner got atonement to some other animal, so there moyal and bother, there is going to be me'ilat shetapod until it's redeemed because it does have a monetary sanctity because there's proceeds that are going to be coming from this blemished animal and therefore it has me'ila until one redeems it. Halacha vav. Hamavish chatos of avda. Continue on this of the chatos. If let's say someone separates a karma chatos and it gets lost, so he separates another one to take its place. And then he finds the first one. Now, he has both these chatoi standing in front of him. Now, both must slaughter at the same time by two different kanim. And now, then they spray the blood of one of them, which is to affect his chatas. So, Allah has a moilin, so there's no me'ila. Not in the meat of this one that the blood was sprayed, because obviously, once you spray the blood, we said by chatas, that now permits the rest of the animal to be eaten, and then there's no me'ila. And the blood is a chaverta. And actually, even the other one, will the meat of the other one, also will not have me'ila. Even though it's not fit to be eaten. Now, so what's the reason that there's no me'ila on that one? Because ultimately, when you wanted to spray the blood, you were able to choose whichever one, and whichever one would be the chatas. So therefore, that ability already permits the meat of each one of them. Now, that's only if you slaughtered them at the same time. So then either one was an option to spray its blood. But let's say you slaughtered one after the other. So one was first and the other one was second. Then ain't dama, then it's not that it could be the blood of the one that was slaughtered first, that should be moil b'sarchaveta to be effective to the meat of the other one to remove it from the ila. Even after the blood was sprayed. And the reason that is, there was never a moment that it was fit to permit its meat because it's not allowed to spray the blood of the chatas that was slaughtered last. if it's at the same time, so there's no first. But if one was first, you have to do that one, and never had an option that you were able to do its zrika, and therefore its meat was never removed from me'ila. Halacha zayin, kochatas oif. Now regarding the bird chatas, oilas oif, or even the bird oila. Shenifs labashina asiyasa, if it became invalidated because you did its activities of its avodah differently than it's supposed to be. Abashina mekayim asiyasa, you did it in the wrong place where it's supposed to be done. So halacha is ma'ilamba. So it is going to be me'ila, like we said, until you do it the right way, by kachakachim, which is chatas oila, it's not removed from me'ila. Now chutz is one exception, ma'ila sa'if. If one does the bird oila, shenimlak lamata, if you do the malika on the bottom half of the mizbech, which it's supposed to be in the upper half, but you did it on the bottom half, kimalika chatas l'shem chatas. You did it like the malika of how a chatas is supposed to be, and with the designation of having in mind that it should be as a chatas. So, obviously, although it doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation because it's supposed to be an oila and you didn't do the way it was supposed to be, but interestingly, in ma'ilim, but it's not going to be me'ila on this oila because ha'il v'shin shma, since you changed its title, and the place of where it's supposed to be done, and the way it's supposed to be done, you did it l'shem dav or shem me'ila. You changed it for something that itself, that case actually does not have me'ila because chatas, if you do a chatas on the bottom to be a chatas, there's no me'ila because we said once you do it, actually, then it removes from me'ila. So therefore, the oila sa'if that you did like that is also not going to have me'ila. Halacha ches. Menchash in ispaglo. Regarding a flour offering, if let's say there was a machshav of pigle, which is to have it eaten chutz mani, we should not have a machshav as a machshav, but don't want a machshav that should be beyond its place. Or v'chein shtei alechem, let's say the two breads are brought on Shavuos, v'lechem upon the 12 breads are brought every single Shabbos. Shin ispaglo, it was a machshav of pigle, shin nevs, the machshav as a machshav was invalidated because he had a machshav that should be eaten chutz mkaimai. So again, Moil Man is Mimil on them. Sharei lo Haislan Shas Het. Again, it didn't have a moment of permissibility, like we said in the opening of this parak. Kachikachim, until there's a moment of Heter, these are going to retain, it's going to retain the Halacha Meila. Halacha Tes, Vachin Kaimitz, Shas Lachot. Same thing as regarding the fizzle of the flower offering that was taken out of the Azara, Elon, or was left out overnight. And then Bechaz of Hektiri, and then you went and you burnt that Kaimitz. Moil Mashar, this is Mimil on the leftovers. Again, this is the equivalent of flower offering is regarding the blood carbonus. Sharei lohisa sham shaset. It never had a moment of permissibility because although you went and you burnt it, but that was already invalidated. So it didn't have an effective burning of the kmitza. Now, avon nitma hakmitz bakteria. In contrast, however, the exception is if let's say the kmitza became tummy and then you burnt it. So although that, like a tchila, invalidates it, but and if you ended up burning it, ein moilim b'sharem, there's not going to be ilah on the leftovers. Shatzitz meratz, because after the fact, the head plate that the kohen gadol wears atones ala tummy for a carbon that was brought in the state of tama. But it does not atone, and therefore that's in contrast to the beginning of this halacha. Loyal alone, not if it's left out of benayit, but loyal yitz, not if it's taken out of the perimeter. So, but in the case of tumah, it is effective after the fact, so it is permitting the shirayim and the benakim ila. Now, let's say yatsa hashiyarim, which actually means if some of the leftovers were taken out of the azara, or yinimbo, they became tameh. Ve'akka chikdar kaimitz, and then you went and you burnt the fistful. So, afbishin asur machilo, though they're forbidden to be eaten, because they were taken out. A moil mem does not give me ila because sharu karva kmitzvah, because ultimately the kmitzvah was sacrificed according to its mitzvah, and again that takes away the halacha me'ila from the shrine. Halacha yod, hanin mekachi kachim kulum. Let's say someone has benefited from any type of kachi kachim, but and it was lefnei zrikas dam, and before the blood was sprayed, which we said then it still has halacha me'ila. Oy, or meimur kachim kalam, or the inverse, which is by the kachim kalam, its sacrificial parts, they were specifically actually la'achas zrika after blood was sprayed. Which these are all the categories of when there is me'ila. Oy shenenim in the oila kula, or if someone has benefit from an oila, which is at all times, before and after, because all of it, it's kachakachim, and after the blood was sprayed, again, it's still going to on top of the mizbeach, so it's always me'ila. Oy, or similarly, min ha'kaimitz, from the fistful of the flower, from the labayin, the frankincense, the mechaz kanim, and the akayin's mechaz was totally burned in the mizbeach, and the chavitin was also totally burned from the kohen gadol. So there's going to be me'ila in these cases. So Allah is yipol ma shenenim. So the benefit that he has to pay up, which is the principal and the fifth, that should go to nedava. For a carbon, for the nedava of the tzibur, when the mizbech is idle, nothing's being done, you bring those proceeds as a carbon. Now, molbu carbon is a tzibur. If let's say the misappropriation was by a carbon of the tzibur of the public, then actually yipel mashenen lelishka, then actually the benefit that he has to pay up, that should go to the chamber of the bedek abayis for that of the temple treasury. Halachid alef. Now, nena koydim zrika. Now, if he had benefit even before the blood was sprayed, mibsar kachakachim, from the meat of the kachakachim, shenitma, which was tummy, oichinena meimur kachim kalam, or let's say he had benefit from the sacrificial parts of kachim kalam, even though it was put on top of his mizbeach, but again, it's before the zrika, So Ari is a pater. So then he's giving the exempt because again he's not causing any loss to Hekdesh because it's not fit for anything, and also the mitzvah was already done. So the halacha has to be that it has this let's say that when it's something for if it's before the zrika, it's not the emur kachem kalam has no designation. So even if it's on tamizbech, it's one's gonna be exempt from meila. Halachid beis kachem hamizbech. Regarding kachem of a carbon, chelbam ubeitzehem. It's milk and it's eggs. Aslan's mem. Ultimately, it's hekdesh not benefit for them. But vanen lemal. But if one has benefit, he's not gonna commit meila because again they have no utility for the mizbech. The milk is not sacrificed, and neither are the eggs. Lafikach v'lada kachem. So therefore, regarding the child of a carbon, v'chem v'lada ma'isa, or the child of ma'isa behema, so actually those children lo yinik me'imoy actually should not nurse from its mother, because ultimately it is hektish. Now I have benefit from it. There's no me'ila, but it shouldn't nurse from its mother. El mevema acher is cholin, rather from a different unconsecrated animal. Now v'yesh la'odim l'snad v'lema. But what a person could do is a person could donate and say chaliv behema zu hachulin, that the milk of this chulin animal, Yia hektish, its milk should be hektish, levlatis hakadoshim, for all the children of the kadoshim animals, shenikuhu, so that they can nurse from this chulun animal, which he designated for them, kadoshim, so that they shouldn't die. Because again, they can't nurse from their mother, as we said. Halachid gimel, hektish, behim v'ayv l'mezbeach, kadosh is done. Let's say someone sanctifies an animal or bird for the mezbeach, but that only is a monetary sanctity. How's that? Kugan shema, let's say he says, demei behemazu, the monetary value of this animal should be l'nesachim, for the libations. Which obviously you don't sacrifice an animal as libations, or the may ben yoin nezel, or the monetary value of this young dove should be l'shlam as l'shlam, which a bird is not brought as l'shlam. So therefore, essentially, it's only monetary sanctity, which has like a kedushas bedek abayis. So harem kachem bedek abayis has the sanctity like of the temple treasure, which has unique halachas in contrast to that of kachem mizbeach. Umoyla mechalav mebetzehem, and therefore there is me'ila regarding its milk and regarding its eggs. Kamishas bar. So in contrast to what we said of kachem mizbeach, which for kachem mizbeach, milk and eggs have no sanctity because it's not being brought. But regarding monetary sanctity of the temple upkeep, of course, milk and eggs have, like it's explained. And therefore, they're actually in these cases, the like we said, the chalav and the beitzim actually will have halacha mila.